pick up wherever he is.
Right now, U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan do not have enough money from Congress to keep fighting for the rest of the year. But Florida Republican Bill Young and others promised to fix that.
The hardware that you need, the equipment that you need, training facilities that you need, we're going to do that.
But getting cash from the government is seldom so easy, especially when a divided Congress holds the purse strings. Democratic Congressman James Moran wanted proof of progress in Iraq.
The surge has quelled the violence. But the real question is, has it achieved the political reconciliation that does constitute the victory that we're looking for? I don't see it.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff agreed it is not a military victory, but he pointed out recent political successes, starting with a law allowing former Ba'ath Party Sunnis back into the government.
They recently passed a de-Ba'athification law that will go into effect here within a month. This morning, I was told that the national government passed the amnesty law, their budget, as well as the Provincial Powers Act. Now, that's, to me, a lot of progress nationally, given the challenges that they have across the competition at that level.
Iraqi lawmakers approved the $48 billion budget after weeks of delays and threats to dissolve parliament over the deadlock. Several representatives wanted to know about the U.S. fighter fleet, specifically the time it takes to develop these jets. 5 years for the F-15, up to 19 for the F-22, and an uncertain number for the still unfinished Joint Strike Fighter. Committee Chairman John Murtha also questioned the price tag.
The maintenance costs have gone up for the F-15 236%. The flying hour costs have gone up 87%, and the man hours per depot maintenance per airplane has gone up 800%.
Democratic Committee member Norman Dix asked Deputy Defense Secretary Gordon England about aircraft reliability.
Aren't you concerned about this aging aircraft issue?
In the case of the Air Force, they have an aging fighter fleet, but on the other hand, they've spent $65 billion and we have 183 F-22s. So, I mean, at some point we have to decide not to buy the very costly high-end airplane and buy the quantity.
England testified in place of Defense Secretary Robert Gates. Gates canceled his appearance after slipping on icy pavement and fracturing his shoulder. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.